Hi guys, welcome to the Salon Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, Chief Content Creator for the Salon Marketing Agency, along with my co-host, Veronica.
Hey there. Ever pictured wedding season, but for salons?
Interesting.
It's not just bouquets and vows, right? It's about looking incredible for that walk down the aisle and those photos that last a lifetime. That's what we're diving into today. How salons can seriously up their game during this busy time. We dug into an article all about salon marketing for weddings, and trust me, these aren't your run-of-the-mill tips.
That's intriguing.
Right off the bat, it emphasized going beyond the typical bridal makeover package.
Okay, so instead of just like elective services.
Exactly. It's about crafting memorable experiences. Instead of just a service, couples, especially for their big day, they want something they'll remember.
Yeah, they're craving something special. It's like, you're not just getting your hair done. This is a core memory, one of the most important days of your life.
Totally. So how can salons actually do that? Make a haircut feel like, well, a whole experience. Any ideas?
Well, the article had some smart suggestions, like think personalized consultations, maybe even offering a glass of bubbly while they're flipping through hairstyle ideas.
Oh, I like it.
It's all about those small touches. Make them feel pampered and special.
Okay, so we're creating personalized experiences, and the article also broke down peak wedding seasons.
Let me guess. Spring and summer.
Still the classics here in the U.S.
Makes sense.
But, you know, winter weddings are on the rise, too.
Interesting. So salons need to be adaptable with their marketing.
Exactly. It's about resonating with the overall mood and style of each season. And with so many salons out there, how do you even stand out from the crowd? The article has some really interesting ideas for that. First up, they talked about developing a unique selling proposition, or a USP, right?
I've heard of that, but remind me.
This could be anything from specializing in vegan beauty products to offering organic facials. Or like being known for incredible vintage hairstyles. It's about owning a niche, right?
Exactly. You're giving potential clients a clear reason why they should choose your salon over all the others.
It's for sure. It's a crowded market.
It's about cutting through the noise.
Totally. It's like you want the ultimate eco-friendly bridal look. We're your people. And on top of that unique selling point, they also emphasized package customization. Giving clients flexibility with pricing, services included, even scheduling, it all adds up.
Absolutely. Instead of, here's our one-size-fits-all package, it's, let's tailor something perfect just for you.
So important, especially since weddings are such a high-emotion, high-investment event. And speaking of reaching those brides-to-be, the article, no surprise, stressed how vital social media is.
It's everything these days.
They suggested showcasing past work, maybe behind-the-scenes videos of a bridal party getting ready or stunning before and after photos. But they also mentioned collaborating with wedding influencers, which I thought was brilliant.
It's incredibly effective. Influencers have already built that trust, that credibility. When they recommend your salon, it's like a stamp of approval from someone they already admire. And leveraging that is key. Which brings us to another powerful strategy the article highlighted. Building those relationships offline, too, through smart partnerships.
Oh, true.
The article also talked about the power of customer reviews.
What are your thoughts on using those so heavily?
Well, remember, we're talking about weddings. It's a big deal.
Huge.
People want reassurance. What's more reassuring than seeing positive reviews from real couples? Couples who are thrilled with the salon's services.
It's social proof. And in the age of online reviews, it's more important than ever.
Right.
But it's not just about testimonials. The article also stressed local SEO.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, making sure your salon pops up when someone Googles bridal hairstylist plus their city.
Oh, I see. Like vintage bridal hairstylist Chicago.
Exactly.
So a salon that's optimized for those keywords will be at the top of those search results.
Precisely. It's like you said earlier, cutting through the noise, but this time it's the noise of the internet. Okay, so we've got personalized experiences, owning your niche, rocking social media, and even mastering local SEO. Now, the article threw in a term that caught my eye, bridal concierge services. What's the deal with that?
Bridal concierge services, that's where salons go above and beyond, become indispensable to brides.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
So imagine a salon that not only does your hair and makeup, but also helps coordinate appointments for the entire bridal party. Recommends other local vendors like florists or cake bakers. Maybe even provides a dedicated space for everyone to get ready on the wedding day.
Wow, that's next level. It takes all the stress out of it, which, let's face it, can be a big part of the whole wedding whirlwind.
Exactly. It's about anticipating needs, going that extra mile. Think about it. You're not just offering services, you're providing solutions. Peace of mind. It's a seamless, luxurious experience.
And for a bride juggling a million decisions.
Oh, I know.
That kind of support is priceless. It's like you become more than just a salon. You're a trusted advisor. Problem solver.
I love that.
A friend in the bridal trenches.
Yes. It's about building those genuine connections, right? Becoming a part of something truly special. And that can lead to incredible word-of-mouth marketing. Happy brides tell everyone about the salon that made their big day so stress-free.
It's the best marketing. Okay, so we've talked about creating those experiences, nailing your niche, rocking social media, partnering with those other vendors. But there's one crucial element we haven't touched on yet. Pricing.
Ah, yes. Pricing.
That's a big one.
It's a delicate dance. You want to charge what you're worth, but you also don't want to scare away any budget-conscious couples.
You've got to find that sweet spot. So how do salons strike that balance?
The article suggested a few different approaches. First, it's crucial to really understand your target market.
Okay, so like...
Are you catering to luxury brides who are happy to splurge on that premium experience?
Right, right.
Or are you aiming for a more budget-conscious clientele? Your pricing structure needs to reflect that.
Makes sense. You wouldn't offer a $5,000 package to someone looking for something way more affordable.
Exactly. But here's where it gets interesting. The article also suggested experimenting with different pricing models.
Different models? Like, what? Tell me more.
Well, instead of just having flat rate packages, salons could consider things like tiered pricing.
Okay.
Based on the complexity of the services, the experience level of the stylist, maybe even the products used.
So if you want the salon owner who's been doing this for 20 years and uses all organic high-end products,
right,
it'll cost you more than someone just starting out.
Precisely. Or a bride could choose a package based on how many services they want. Maybe they just want their hair styled. Or maybe they want the full works, hair, makeup, manicure, the whole nine yards.
So it's about giving options, letting the bride customize her experience based on her budget and her priorities.
Exactly. And the article took it a step further, suggesting salons could even try subscription models.
Ooh, interesting.
Imagine a bride-to-be who wants regular facials or hair treatments leading up to the wedding day. A subscription package could be a great way to secure that ongoing business.
It's like that whole treat yourself mentality, but for brides.
Exactly.
I love it. Talk about building anticipation for the big day. It's about thinking outside the traditional salon service model.
Absolutely. Finding creative ways to add value, build excitement, and cater to those different needs and budgets.
So flexibility and adaptability are key for salons trying to make their mark during wedding season.
Without a doubt, being willing to adjust your services, your marketing, and yes, even your pricing can make all the difference in attracting and retaining those bridal clients.
You know, this is making me realize that these strategies aren't just for salons.
Right.
It's relevant to any business trying to connect with customers during a busy season. Think restaurants during the holidays or travel agencies' summer vacation. It's all about understanding what people need and finding ways to stand out.
Absolutely. Whether it's wedding bells or holiday cheer, the principles are the same. Know your audience. Adapt to their needs. Create an experience that goes above and beyond.
It's like that old saying, you know, don't just sell the steak, sell the sizzle. We've talked about the steak, the actual services salons offer.
Yeah.
But it's the sizzle, that extra something that really captures the magic of a wedding.
Ooh, I like that. And the sizzle in this case is about crafting an experience that goes beyond the expected, understanding those emotions, the excitement, even the little anxieties that come with planning a wedding. It's about finding ways to make that whole beauty process feel, I don't know, seamless and even celebratory.
It's true. It's not just about looking good, right? It's about feeling good.
Exactly.
Feeling confident, beautiful, radiant, and that's something a salon can really tap into.
Absolutely. Mm. And when you create that kind of positive emotional connection with a client, well, it goes way beyond a simple transaction.
It's an experience.
It becomes something they'll remember, something they'll associate with, you know, one of the happiest days of their lives.
The memories. And think about it. Then they tell their friends. Word of mouth is still the most powerful marketing out there, especially for something as personal as a wedding.
It's huge. Positive buzz is like gold in this industry. You know, as we wrap up this deep dive, it strikes me how these strategies, they apply to so much more than just salons. This whole idea of understanding your customers' emotional needs, offering those personalized experiences, adapting to trends, those are valuable for any business owner.
So true. And you know, it could be anything, whether you're a florist, photographer, a wedding planner, even a bakery making the cake. It's about more than just providing that product or service. It's about becoming part of someone's special day.
And you know what? That's an incredibly rewarding thing to be a part of. Because at the end of the day, we all remember those experiences that made us feel something. The things that made us smile, that made us feel taken care of, that made us feel like we were really part of something special.
Love it. Well, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about today. But before we sign off, I always like to leave our listeners with a little something you know to spark their own creativity. What's one final thought you want to leave them with?
Okay, here's a challenge for you. Think about your own business, your own industry. What's the wedding season equivalent for you? What's that time of year or that specific event when your ideal customer is most engaged, most excited, most ready to invest in what you offer?
Ooh, I love that. Find your own wedding season.
Yeah.
And then use everything we talked about today to create those unforgettable experiences, those emotional connections that will keep those customers coming back for more.
That's it. It's about turning a fleeting moment into a lasting relationship.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of salon success during wedding season. We hope you've walked away with some actionable insights, some fresh ideas, maybe even a little inspiration to take your own business to the next level.
Until next time, keep those creative sparks flying.
And remember, we're always here to help you dive deeper into the strategies that matter most.